say a man shot and killed two people in San Antonio and then two people in Austin. They say he also wounded an Austin school officer, an Austin police officer, and a cyclist. Interim Police Chief Robin Henderson.
The Austin Police Department is investigating a series of violent incidents that began this morning and extended into the evening. Based on information obtained over the course of these investigations, we strongly believe one suspect is responsible for all of the incidents.
The suspect is in custody. American intelligence officials are worried that terrorists may attack targets in the U.S. in retaliation for America's support of Israel in its war against Hamas. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before a Senate committee.
If you just look post October 7th, and I thought the threat was elevated before October 7th, but post October 7th, you've seen a veritable rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations calling for attacks against us.
Israeli forces have entered southern Gaza's largest city in a continuation of their hunt for Hamas leaders. CBS's Chris Livesay is monitoring from Jerusalem.
Israeli forces say they are now in the heart of Khan Yunis, a city they believe to host many Hamas leaders, as well as hundreds of thousands of Palestinians now left with vanishing options for safety. Rushed to the hospital, these sisters breathe fresh air for the first time after being plucked from beneath the rubble after 4 days. I want my mom, says Lana Abu Safi.
Younger voters could help determine the next president, but CBS News correspondent Matt Piper says it appears they're less likely to actually vote.
The Harvard poll finds that 49% of Americans under 30 say they're likely to vote. That's down from 57% from the last election. But polling director John Delavope says this drop in youth enthusiasm does not seem to hurt President Biden in a two-way race with Donald Trump.
Among all young people or registered voters or even the more likely voters, he has solid double-digit leads.
Thousands of professors have been walking out of their lecture halls this week in rolling protests at California State University campuses. KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler says it's part of a campaign for higher salaries for all faculty.
Political science professor James Martell says between the high cost of living and rising inflation, many of his colleagues can barely make ends meet.
One of our demands is to raise the minimum salary of a lecturer up by $10,000 because it's literally unaffordable. And a lot of them, I think, are homeless, actually.
The rolling one-day strike will likely shut down 4 CSU campuses this week.
The professors want a 12% raise. The Cal State system has offered 5%. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yeah, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Low level off around 28 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this
where
amazing thing.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Luxury suites and video boards need upgrades. The stadium's signature retractable roof, fire suppression system, parking lots, elevators, escalators need work, all according to the team. Brewers officials warned lawmakers the team might leave Milwaukee without public assistance, and it spurred the threat of losing tens of millions of dollars in tax revenue. Legislators began working on a subsidy package in September. So there you go. Whether you like it or not, the Brewers have been saved for another 30 years.
Gee golly, I love sports washing.
Sports washing. Now, see, I'm of the opinion that this was a good investment. Because I just don't think that, I think what the Brewers do, every time you see Milwaukee Brewers on a TV, not in Milwaukee, that's promotion for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
I agree it's a good investment. I also think it's one that the city of Milwaukee and the state and the taxpayers should not have had to make.
Well, that may be true. But I think it was one of those things where there was compromise. At the end, the Brewers put in more money than they were originally going to do. And I guess one of the things I like about it, too, is finally we have a piece of bipartisan legislation. Where it's not just one-sided. You know, the Republican legislature passes it along with Democratic votes, and the Democratic governor signs it. At least they found something they can agree upon.
By the way, this going back to the gear grinding, we've got a couple more messages.
Really?
Joanne Krulatz says, it's a water heater with like four exclamation points. So she does not appreciate you saying it's a hot water heater.
I said it on occasion. I admitted my mistake is what I was doing.
And Rob says, my gears get ground when people say unthaw to mean thaw.
Oh.
Like, yeah, what does unthaw mean? Freeze? Like when thawing is the act of unfreezing something. So if you say, I'm going to go unthaw some chicken, that means you're taking it out of the fridge and putting it back in the freezer. I don't know. That's
what I said for years, actually.
But now you don't?
No, because I forget my mom, actually, because I think my mom said it for years, and someone finally corrected her and said what you just said. And so she, like, corrected my sister and I. This has been years ago. Maybe 15, 20 years ago.
When the truth was discovered, you all corrected it.
That's right.
Or another one that, on a similar level to what Rob just said, one that bugs me is when people say, I could care less what happens. Like, okay, so if you could care less, that means you do care at least a little. What people mean to say is, I couldn't care less,
right,
or I could not care less.
Right.
Because that means your level of caring is at precisely zero.
Yes, that's true. I don't think I've ever used that one per se.
That one doesn't really bug me that much, but I know some people who it really does.
Mine, I've mentioned this before, one of mine is because I had a great English professor at UW Richland the now defunct and closed by Jay Rothman and UW System, UW Richland, but at the time was a great university and a great professor, Gene Burkett, who is, by the way, speaking of folks alive in their 90s and kicking and doing great, Gene Burkett, I believe, is 95 now.
Wow.
And still driving around and teaching people and helping out in the community. Anyway, Gene Burkett was a great English professor, and she once told our entire class, because someone put in there, well, something or other is very unique. Well, this is very unique. And she said, you know, look, people, it's not very unique, really unique, somewhat unique, extraordinarily unique. If it's unique, it's one of a kind. You don't use an adjective in front of it. And she's absolutely right. So I still hear like news reporters or news anchors will say something very unique in downtown Madison, something extraordinarily unique. You don't, if it's unique, it's just unique, period.
Yeah, I mean, unique does. I just pulled up the Oxford Language Dictionary. Mm-hmm. unique meaning being the only one of its kind, unlike anything else.
Right. So if you're going to use unique, don't put an adjective in front of it.
I could see, I feel like it may not be grammatically correct, but obviously everyone knows what you mean when you say it's relatively unique. Like it's not 100%
unique.
People
know what you mean when you say unthought too.
Well, that's just wrong though.
Or this, hot water heater.
With unique, it's saying it's unlike anything else. Uh-huh. If you say it's relatively unique, you could say it's almost unlike anything else. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct.
I it appears we have hit on a topic. If you'd like to call in and tell us what grinds your gears, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What grinds your gears?
You have Jeff Perry hitting on something that I know grinds some people's gears. He has a question. Is it for the plural of a referendum? Is it referenda or referendums? The answer, Jeff, is yes.
I think it is both.
It is legitimately both.
Yeah. I think it's in how it's used. The referenda passed, or there were several referendums on the building. I'm not, or on the ballot. I'm not 100% sure. That's a great question for Mr. Perry. Referenda or referendum?
So here's what Wikipedia says for the differences.
Sure. Wikipedia, okay.
Referendums is logically preferable as a plural form, meaning ballots on one issue, mm-hmm. whereas referenda, meaning things to be referred, necessarily connotes a plurality of issues. So referendums should be used when you're talking about multiple questions in one topic, and referenda is broader, I guess.
Well, there you go. So you just, something that you did not knew,
I didn't
learn
know that
before you. What grinds your gears? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. PARTY. Give us a call. Tell us what grinds your gears, if you'd like to. See, this is what Luke does. He brings us a great segment that we could keep on talking about, that people want to talk about. Could also text us on the Civic Media app. While we wait for your calls, by the way, want to know something that grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears, Todd?
Thank you so very much for asking. Republicans who want to withhold pay raises that were approved by the legislature and signed into law by the governor in the state budget, withholding pay raises from UW employees because Robin Voss and a few MAGA Republicans are salty about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Oh, yeah, that really grinds my gears, too.
But I told you this before. We touched on it yesterday. That the Republican Party of Wisconsin is splitting. There is division among the ranks. We talked about this yesterday, that former Republican, Wisconsin Republican Party chairman, Reince Priebus, a Trump staffer, his first chief of staff, former national party chair, Reince Priebus, said over the weekend on This Week with George Stephanopoulos that, yes, he would absolutely support Trump as the Republican nominee in 2024 if that's what the Republican Party want. He said, quote, 110%. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Republican, congressman from Wisconsin, says he won't even go to the convention, the national convention in Milwaukee, if Trump is the nominee. There are two lines of thought in the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And now here, according to the Associated Press, and a story by Harm Vandenhuizen, the Republican head of the Wisconsin Senate said yesterday he wants to see pay raises approved for University of Wisconsin employees, pitting himself against the state assembly speaker who has vowed to withhold UW funding cuts over diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss refused to approve pay raises for UW employees in October when the legislature's Employment Relations Committee, which Voss co-chairs, okayed them for other state employees. Voss said he doesn't believe the UW system deserves more funding until it cuts so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And as an aside, those programs also help veterans and non-traditional students and single parents go back to school. Back to the story by the Associated Press, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said yesterday that he opposes withholding the money. Quote, I totally understand where Speaker Voss is coming from, but a lot of employees who work at the UW system have no control over the DEI protocol and all that stuff, unquote. We'll talk about this division in the Republican Party at the state level and take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back and forth on the other side. Todd Elbow Show at Civic Media.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you're listening to me now. I'm Hawk, owner of the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. Come to the Monkey and tell them you're there because Luke and Brian sent you. Then I can spend more money on ads and help Mad Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Jade Monkey and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah. Pursuing truth. No matter where it leads us, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Elbow Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the 5th of December, 2023. Going to get to this story that we promoted, or we're starting to talk about here before the break, on Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, both Republicans. Now on the record as disagreeing with one another on whether the pay raises for UW system employees should be granted, even though they were approved in legislation and signed into law by the governor. Robin Voss has said he wasn't going to give it to him, the pay raises. Devin LeMahieu says, not so fast. So this...
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Show coming up. And Matt, of course, is a Navy veteran. Understands the military better than I do, although I did work on military affairs issue for our United States Congressman here in Wisconsin for a number of years. But Matt will be able to tell you this in even clearer terms. But by holding up 10 or 11 four-star generals, you are holding people up at the top. And if you have any semblance of how the military works, it's a chain of command. All right? It's a chain of command. And the chain of command starts at the top with the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, and it goes down from there. So if Tuberville's intent is to release the vast majority of these nominations by President Biden, but hold up the 10 or 11 four-stars at the top of generals and admirals, this is still going to affect people down the line of the chain of command. I mean, certainly it's an improvement, but it's still a malicious intent. And how Tuberville or any other senator, Republican, can say that they are pro-military and not be appalled by this, I don't understand.
Yeah, this rule that any one senator can hold all this up still needs to be changed. And we cannot allow media to stop talking about this. Just because he released most of them, he's still not a good guy. Nobody can pat him on the back. It's like, just because if you took your car into the shop and they held on to it for months and months and wouldn't fix it, and then they're like, "Oh, we mostly fixed it. We just didn't actually put the bolts back in."
Right.
Like, didn't put the lugs on for your wheels. Like, you can't drive that.
No, you can't. You can't drive it at all. Back to the story of CBS News. His hold, Tuberville's hold, was a way to protest a Pentagon policy on abortion that reimburses travel expenses for service members who have to travel to seek an abortion for other types of reproductive health care. For months, Tuberville said he would drop his hold when the Pentagon changed its policy. Well, of course, this is just bunk, because this is not a Pentagon or a military decision. This is an administration decision. It's a political type of decision. And Tommy Tuberville using politics, and as someone who did not serve, did not put the uniform on, but who handled military affairs and worked with those who did and their families, I can tell you that our American military men and women do an outstanding job of putting their personal political opinions aside for the overall good of the mission, which is the protection of the country, its people, and the Constitution. I mean, the military is very adamant about, we can't carry out our mission if we're divided. So look, we can have private discussions in our barracks or wherever. You can obviously have your own political opinion, but when it comes to official military business, we are not going to take political stands in terms of partisan politics, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise. And yet Tommy Tuberville allowed this, I mean, something he created in his own mind, that somehow the Pentagon was getting involved in abortion rights. He used it just to gin up the base. And the other thing this story doesn't point out that I know that Matt Flynn has talked about and others is that Tommy Tuberville was butthurt, a little salty, that Joe Biden decided to put the Space Force headquarters in Colorado rather than in the state that Tuberville is supposed to represent, Alabama, which incidentally has other military installations there. I say he's supposed to represent them because Tuberville actually lives in the panhandle of Florida. Which, how he gets away with that, I'm not sure. So Tuberville's just upset that Joe Biden decided, and by the way, the military folks, the people who actually understand military protocol, recommended to President Biden to keep and locate permanently the Space Force headquarters in Colorado, that it was strategically better. But again, Tuberville wanted to ignore that and keep it in Alabama. So for these reasons, all personal, all political, Tuberville put our men and women at risk. But now it's announced, after he was supposed to have a press conference about an hour ago, and that was canceled because he wanted to talk to his Senate Republican colleagues in private in a lunch. And apparently then he had a gaggle, which is essentially a politician just standing in a hallway saying, okay, I'll talk to you. And all the reporters and cameras and recorders come around them. And so in this gaggle, Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has announced that he's going to unblock the nominations of most of the 450 officers he was holding up. According to Tuberville, he's releasing about 440 of them. In his words, quote, everybody but 10 or 11 4-stars, unquote. I'd like to know the rationale that he's going to give for holding up those 10 or 11 folks. Is it people that have a social media history of being pro-democratic, criticizing Trump? Tuberville, the Republicans have allowed politics to interfere with military readiness. Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We have What's Worse coming up. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today could bring indications of how much support there is in the Senate for the White House goals of providing aid to Israel and Ukraine. There's a procedural vote planned on the proposals, but Republicans like Senator James Lankford say more needs to be done to address the border.
We have said for years to this administration, when is the moment we're actually going to deal with our border and with the issues that we're facing here?
FBI Director Chris Wray warned the Senate Judiciary Committee the threat level to the U.S. has gone to a new level since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. House committee heard testimony from the presidents of Harvard, Penn, and MIT, and members pressed them on what they're doing to address reported anti-Semitism on their campuses. More than 400 military confirmations went through after Senator Tommy Tuberville lifted the one-man block that had been in place. He was protesting the Pentagon's abortion travel policy. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Ruggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate...
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. It was a day of terror in two cities in Texas. Police say a man they have in custody shot and killed two people in San Antonio and four people in Austin. They say he also shot a school officer in Austin, an Austin police officer, and a cyclist. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Austin said that the suspect had links to this residence here on Port Royal. Deputies were dispatched to Port Royal, where they initially tried to make contact. I believe they saw water coming out of the residence, appearing as if something was leaking inside.
The FBI is warning that terrorist groups may try to attack targets in the U.S. in retaliation for America's support of Israel in its war against Hamas. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
There is no specific or credible threat here at home, and FBI Director Christopher Wray testified there's nothing to indicate Hamas has the intent or capability to conduct operations inside the U.S. But Wray said the Bureau has not discounted the possibility.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Crute.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 28 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 46. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump for the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck.
If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Majority leader and the assembly speaker to be both of the same party and have publicly differing views. Speaker Robin Voss of the assembly has said he's refused to approve the pay raises that, by the way, the legislature as a whole approved, the governor signed into law, but because there's this goofy committee called the Legislature's Employment Relations Committee, which Voss co-chairs, he essentially has veto power over the law. I'm not going to go into the convoluted legalities of this, but if you ask the question, well, can he do this? Is it legal? Yes. The short answer is yes. According to state law, he can do this because he got the people on this Legislature Employment Relations Committee to not approve it, the final approval. And what Voss is upset about is diversity, equity, and inclusion offices throughout the University of Wisconsin system, because he essentially feels that this is giving non-white, non-straight people some sort of an advantage. And he feels, like Scott Walker, that this is part of the indoctrination, the brainwashing of Wisconsin students. Footnote, Scott Walker sent his own kid to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And also footnote, diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's exactly what it says. Diverse. Equitable. Inclusive. So there are programs such as if you happen to be a woman, white, straight, gay, black, Hispanic, whatever, there are programs that speak directly to women. How can we be more supportive of women? There are programs for America's veterans. If you've come back from overseas or if you were stationed here in the U.S., but in particular, people who were stationed abroad and maybe you're having trouble readjusting to civilian life and you've gone back to school on the GI Bill and you're working your way through college and you need help with that. There's an office in diversity, equity, and inclusion for you. Maybe you are a single parent, somebody from a rural area, a farm kid, and you need help adjusting to university life. There is an office for you through diversity, equity, and inclusion. Robin Voss doesn't like to tell you that side of the coin. He simply focuses on what's going to excite his Republican base. And don't forget, when Voss kind of backed off on this a little bit last time and other things, there is the MAGA money crowd who have once again started, I think it was $250,000 ad buy this time last week, trying to tell Voss to do this, and as well as move ahead with impeachment of Megan Wolf and the Wisconsin Elections Commission, or they're going to primary him or start a recall. So Voss is owned by these right-wing money MAGA crowds. So Senate Majority Leader Devin Leahy, also a Republican, says now that he opposes withholding that money. Leahy said in this Associated Press article that he's been talking with Voss about the issue and hopes to see the raises passed, quote, sooner rather than later. Earlier this year, Wisconsin Republicans rejected funding for UW's top budget priority, a new engineering building on the flagship Madison campus. Leahy yesterday said he hopes to see that funding approved by the end of the current legislative session, which would essentially be the end of this calendar year. Voss did not immediately respond to an email requesting comment yesterday, but has been adamant in calling for an end to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on UW-Madison campuses. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's all go all the way out to beautiful Portland, Oregon. Portland, PT in Portland. What say you?
Hey, is this Todd?
It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Todd. So this is really something. This is related to what Evers has brought aloft to the kids, right? The separation of powers and the holding of funds that have already been passed by Evers in the legislature. Isn't that correct?
Essentially correct, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, with DEI, you look at all the businesses, big businesses, they all embrace this. They all embrace DEI because they know it's good for business. You have a lot of people that are coming into these universities that need support in some way or another. And this is exactly what DEI does. They make sure that you're, for example, a black student from Milwaukee is adapting to an overwhelmingly white culture type of environment at Madison. And what is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. So, this is good. Now we have Senator Devin, whatever his name is.
LeMahieu, yep.
I think, he's feeling the pressure of the absurdity of this. And the raises in, what is it, 44,000 people are being denied raises?
Roughly 35,000 UW employees.
Exaggerated. that's still a lot of people, right?
Right.
That are sitting there that haven't received raises that has already been passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Evers is coming back at and saying, you just can't do this. This is separation of power. This is unconstitutional what you're doing. So, thanks for the great radio show, Todd. Appreciate it, and you have a good day, okay?
Appreciate you, PT. Thanks so much. Appreciate you listening out there on the beautiful West Coast up in Portland, Oregon. My stepbrother, Mike, and his beautiful wife, Emily, live in Portland. So I got to get out there. Maybe we should do a show in Portland sometime, Mr. Summers.
That'd be pretty cool.
They have a cool donut place there.
I'm sure they have more than one cool donut place.
Yes, they absolutely do. And beautiful scenery as well. So I appreciate a PT in Oregon. Yeah, he's absolutely right. And again, the example that PT gave, a black student coming from Milwaukee or anywhere else trying to adjust to an overwhelmingly white university. Of course, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I think that's the example that Voss, for whatever reason, tries to attack, and he tries to make it a us against them. He tries to play on the overwhelmingly white base of the Republican Party and tries to hype up these fears that they, people who are not white, are coming after us, people who are white. That's a real social class warfare that Republicans are cognizant of and are trying to drive that wedge for political reasons, even though they don't believe it themselves. Some of them, some do. So there's nothing wrong with that example that PT gave. He's absolutely right. But the point I'm trying to get to is it's well beyond that. The diversity, equity, inclusion also serves a lot of white folks, including women, including veterans, including non-traditional students, moms and dads, single parents trying to go back to school to help their families. And yes, of course, it also helps black or brown or Asian folks as well. If you're an ethnic minority, I guess is what I'm trying to get to, and didn't say it very well. And there's nothing wrong with helping ethnic minorities feel more comfortable. But so too is there nothing wrong with helping a veteran feel comfortable, might be in their late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s. A 40-year-old parent, single mom, trying to go back to school. What's wrong with helping her feel more comfortable or him feel more comfortable. And Robin Voss wants to listen to right-wing Republican money, MAGA money, and not what the people of Wisconsin want. It's freedom, right? It comes down to freedom to feel free. You should have the freedom when you walk on a college campus in the state to feel included. I think we could all agree on that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Wisco Paul. Wisco Paul, always a pleasure. What say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. All this needs to be done for the good of the state of Wisconsin. It's not just about Madison, but it's the whole state of Wisconsin. But all roads lead back to fair maps, Todd. We have to get fair maps. That way you'll have fair government. My opinion is the Republicans will probably still, well, more than likely still control the Senate and the Assembly with fair maps because the state tilts that way. But it'll at least leave a lot of districts that you'll kind of have to compromise more. So that's my take for today.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Wisco Paul. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Certainly fair maps are a part of it. That case is now pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court on the legislative side. We'll see what they decide in the coming days and weeks. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the Senate Republican Majority Leader, Devin Lemieux, says he's ready to move forward, approve these pay raises despite diversity, equity, and inclusion on college campuses. Robin Voss, not so much. Let's go to Stoughton here in Dane County on WMDX. CJ in Stoughton, thanks for calling, CJ. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I guess when you, I see this as lump, you have to lump people together into a group. And people should be seen as individuals. But when it crosses the line, like we're seeing with the Biden administration attacking Title IX, which protects women, female, biological women, and the Republicans care that they are treated with fairness. The Democrats now are attacking women by allowing biological
all right.
Well, let's, Y chromosome men.
All right, let's just stop. CJ, let's stop for a second here. But how does that relate to diversity? I mean, I don't know what you're saying. I'm lumping everybody basically under diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm saying it doesn't matter, you know, what ethnicity you are, if you're gay or straight, if you're black or white, if you're male or female, the diversity, a veteran or not a veteran, diversity, equity, inclusion serves nearly everyone. Do you agree with that?
To mandate it the way it's being driven at the university, and we're seeing it in public now, the way you blur the definition of equity and equality, it's not about equality.
Up against the clock, CJ. Sorry, back on the other side.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
10 to a dozen or so on the four-star admirals and generals. Matt will break this all down for you and much, much more. You do not want to miss it. Matt Flynn direct immediately after our show at the top of the hour. Before I move on, I do want to just address, because we were literally up against the clock. I can't fix the clock. You know, once we go to commercial, then I can't stop it. And so I didn't mean to just dismiss the last caller. But again, I think that it gets a little confusing there. Because I think what the last caller was trying to mix in here is a completely, at least in my mind, a different issue, which is the ongoing argument and in some cases court cases that affect a very, 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 very small fraction of Americans. And that is when it comes to athletics in high school and college. Are we going to allow people to compete in these sports under the gender in which they were born? Or if they are a trans person, under the gender that they are transitioning to? And I've talked before on this program that I can never appreciate what a trans person is facing or going through. I think it takes an extraordinary amount of courage to live your authentic life. And I can't imagine going through life feeling physically and in your brain and mentally that you are one gender and being born another. And to make that decision to publicly go through that transition, I think takes a lot of courage. It would take even more courage for any person who has gone through that to put themselves out there on the public platform for anything. Let alone compete in something like athletics where you're being watched by tens, hundreds, thousands of people. The number of people that that actually affects is such a small portion. And it's particularly in the state of Wisconsin. And to somehow try to convolute that into some sort of an attack on women to say that, you know, a trans woman is somehow a threat to all women in athletics. It's unfortunate. And I think that it shows a lack of understanding of what it means to be a trans person and also a lack of compassion for what they go through. There are very, 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 very few people who have to face this in their life. Someone who is trans and decides to go into athletics. And I don't know of any legitimate case where someone has said, oh, that trans person, you know, somehow beat me or took away. I mean, what about we have, you know, biological girls wrestling biological boys in state wrestling. I mean, now there is, I guess, a girls wrestling as well. But so should a guy wrestler, a biologically boy wrestler, say, I don't accept that biologically female girl who beat me. Maybe she was just tougher than you, you know? And again, when we have we have that kind of vitriol being spread out. It's just not helpful. And again, that's trying to put a face on diversity, equity, inclusion, that somehow this is some far leaning issue that doesn't affect the vast majority of people, that somehow this is fringe stuff, right? That somehow diversity, equity, inclusion is fringe, that you know, the RUW system is trying to push fringe stuff. It's just not true. There's nothing fringe about being a single parent trying to go back to school to make your kids' lives better. Doesn't matter whether you're Black, white, Hispanic, female, male, gay, lesbian, LGBTQ. It just doesn't matter. It matters that you're a person trying to better your life. And what do Republicans, at least the Republican Party I used to belong to, and one of the many reasons I left in 2011, they used to say, be independent, personal responsibility, better yourself. So here we have people of all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, sexualities, whatever, people that want to better themselves by going back to school, getting an education, supporting themselves. And there's an office to do it. Happens to be called Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And to our caller out in Portland, PT's point, this is something that is used in private business all across America, around the world, and is lauded for how much help it gives employees, how what a job creator it is. Another Republican narrative from years past. We want to run government like we run business. Well, guess what? In business, this is commonplace. And for as much as I have harped on Jay Rothman, the president of the UW system, and I still think he should resign, by the way, I'll at least give him credit. He hasn't spoken out strongly about it, but at least he has said what I just said, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion is something that's commonplace in private business and is helpful because he ran one of the biggest law firms, Foley & Lardner, in the world. And it's not helpful when we try to pick out the meekest in society, the person who's going through the toughest time, and people want to punch down on those folks and try to make them the boogeyman, that they're going to somehow hurt the rest of us. We're all in this together, you understand? We're better together. We're better when we're the United States of America. We're better when we're Wisconsin citizens helping our friends and neighbors. And I still believe that that is who the vast majority of us are. So let's keep pursuing truth and keep figuring out how we can help one another and celebrate our differences. We can help ourselves by listening to Matt Flynn Direct next. Thanks to Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents. Luke, Mr. Aaron Zomer is on the board. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Keep fighting and keep banging your drum. Have a good day.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the pizza box with pizza. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Glasgow's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
Glasgow's Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Austin, Texas today, where police say they've arrested a suspect in a series of shootings that left six people dead and three injured.